In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In our program of treasures, we will finish today the last letter written by St. John. And it's also a short letter. Most probably, he wrote it on the last years of the first century because St. John lived long, and that's why he called himself the Elder. He is well known in the church by this word, the Elder. The Elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Gaius is the one who is receiving this letter, and most probably he is one of his disciples serving in one of the church. Some forefathers said that maybe it's in Ephesus, because St. John was focusing on the churches in Asia, and Ephesus was one of these big ones. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. So he is greeting his son, and he is praying for him for his health, prosperity, and also spiritual life. For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that's in you, just as you walk in the truth. So people tend to go to Gaius to visit him. Most probably Gaius served these people, helped them in their missionaries. So when they go back to St. John, they tend to tell him, Gaius is a great man and he helped us so much. And through these words, you can imagine how the evangelism or missionary services were done in the first century. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. If you remember the second letter, you know it's the same meanings, because he is very happy as a father to see his children in spirit walking in truth. So he is saying, Gaius is one of these great people serving the church, and I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Being a real spiritual father, nothing makes him happy more than seeing his children walking in truth. Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers. Again, St. John was sending missionaries here and there. And these strangers who left everything to work the work of God, to serve in preaching the word of God, they have to stay in some houses. Gaius was such a good man who helped people to stay in his home and help them to do their service. So he's saying, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers who have borne witness of your love before the church. If you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you will do well. So he helped these missionaries a lot, and St. John is thanking him, praising him for this service, because he helped the early missionaries to preach the word of God in Asia. Because they went forth for his name. Now it's clear that these strangers are not like strangers, but you know they are servants, and they went forth for his name's sake, taking nothing from the Gentiles. Because you know when they go to preach the word of God among Gentiles, Gentiles did not accept faith till this minute, so they will not pay them back. But all what they need is to be covered in their transportation, in their daily life, just to continue their service. We therefore ought to receive such that we may become fellow workers for the truth. As you see, so people may go into missions, others may help them to continue their missions. And we, all of us, we should partake of this blessing of serving the kingdom of heaven in earth, helping the church to grow and expand here and there in the whole world. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephus, who loves to have the preeminence among them. So there was a man, some people say that was the bishop of this area, or some like a priest, but you know he was not that good. So Saint John is saying, Diotrephos, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us. He did not accept Saint John to be the head of the church. He did not respect him as the father of the whole church. He is not following the priesthood order of the church. He tend to, you know, look up to himself, and he was proud of himself. He was not a member, a real active member, humbly in the church. Therefore, if I come, I will call to mind his deeds, which he does. So Saint John was about to go to visit this area, to confront this guy, to tell him, your way is wrong. You are not receiving these people in a good way. You consider yourself superior than others. You are not doing spiritually the right thing. Praying against us with malicious words. And not content with that, he himself does not receive the brethren, and forbid those who wish to, putting them out of the church. So this man had many problems, had many mistakes. He may be considered as a servant or a leader, but he was not the role model of a good man. And now we can see, even early in the church, there were very good people, saints, doing the real service of God, and still in the atmosphere, there were some bad people not serving as faithful or honest to the word of God, praising themselves, looking up to themselves, seeking their benefits, not the salvation of others. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil. So, now he is very strong in this. He said that this evil way is not accepted, and people should not just imitate Diotrephos, because he is not a good servant. He is destroying the love in the church. He is not helping others to grow. He is seeking himself, not Christ's will. Do not imitate what's evil. Again, in any service, we should learn from this letter that in any service you can see a nice servant who is looking up to Christ, trying to imitate him. Just go and imitate this servant. But in the same field, you can find some other servants who are like worshipping themselves, who are not caring for others, who are not seeking God's will and salvation of everyone. So beware of these people. Do not imitate what's evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God, but he who does evil has not seen God. So he considered that this Diotrephos, as if he never knew God. He is Christian, yes. He is a servant, yes. Maybe he is the leader in the church. But still, in the eyes of Saint John, he is not considered as God's man. Demetrius, that's another one. So Gaius was the one Saint John was sending the letter to him, and he praised him for being very good and helpful to the missionaries. Diotrephos was not good, and he is kind of putting the services in problems. But the third one, Demetrius, had a good testimony from all. So there are good people, and from the truth itself. And we also bear witness, and you know that our testimony is true. Maybe he is telling him that better to put Demetrius in place of Diotrephos, if possible. Maybe he is telling him that still not all people in the field are bad, because Demetrius is doing fine. So again, there were always the same good and bad in all fields, even in the service. Demetrius had a good testimony from all. And this is very much considerate, that people can see who is good and who is bad. So when the testimony comes from all the congregation of the church, usually it's the right one. That's why nowadays we consider so much the testimony of the congregation. In order to choose anyone to be a priest in a church, we should respect the will of the people. How do they evaluate such a man? And from the truth itself, and we also bear witness, and you know that our testimony is true. So Saint John is telling the truth. He is not biased. He is the father of all. He loves everyone. All these are like his children, but he can see who is the right one, who is the good one, who is doing evil. I had many things to write, but I do not wish to write to you with pen and ink. Again, the same ending like the second letter. He wants to see his son Gaius face to face. He wants to visit him. So he's telling him, I had to write this letter, but I promise to come to see you. But I hope to see you shortly, and we shall speak face to face. Being a good father, he is sending letters, but also he's planning to visit and to stay and give quality time and to follow up the service himself. And although St. John was such a very kind man, very humble, very simple, but still he is a good leader. And he can discern between the good and bad. And he can tell the co-leaders or the sub-leaders or the people after him what to do in problems in the church. So there were kind of a structure, system, constitution, rules, very clear to everyone. And by this, that church grew in the first century and expanded in the whole world. I had many things to write, but I do not wish to write to you with pen and ink, but I hope to see you shortly, and we shall speak face to face. I want to make use of this letter to point at many important points in any service, in any church. That, you know, the most serious problem facing all servants is this spirit of this guy called Eutrephus, because he wants to be the first one. He wants to be superior. He wants to take the glory to himself. That's a very common problem in all services. And you know, the main treatment for this problem, for this sickness, is humility. Saint John, although he is the patriarch of the church at that time, he was very humble. He is not seeking his glory. He is not looking up to himself. He had no jealousy out from this guy, Eutrephus, but he is taking care of the church. He is honest, faithful to God. So if you, being a servant, accept the glory to yourself, you are such a cheating person. You are deceiving the people. You are not Christ. You did not die for them. You should not glorify yourself. You should glorify God. So you have to seek humility. And in order to be humble, to be real servant, good servant in the church, you have to obey. Obedience is the key to humility. When you obey the church orders, when you respect the fathers, when you respect the church in all, everything, you will be humble enough to be gifted with the grace of God to succeed in yourselves. But nowadays we can see in many services that the servants, especially from the youth, they do not respect the elders. They do not submit themselves to the rules of the church. They think freely that they know better than anyone. They consider themselves as superior than others. Let me tell you, this is not the spirit of God, and they will go astray. This will hurt the church, and this will take them in a bad way. So let's learn from this letter that we have to see clearly. Again, in order to fight against this pride feeling, we need to thank God for the service. For any servant who is always praising God that he allowed him to serve, he will be humble, because he reminding himself all the time, I'm not worthy of this service. Servants of God are angels. I'm not an angel. I'm a sinner. So he gave me this chance, he gave me this honor that I serve him, but I am not worthy of this. When you remind yourself of this, when you praise God for this, for all services you do, you will never have this spirit of Diotrephus, who is afterwards rejected by the church. Again, in order to be humble, not only obedience and thanksgiving, but also repentance, continuous repentance. If this guy just seek the truth inside his heart, and he examine his thoughts, his deeds, on the words of God, he heard this, and they stumbled the church with many problems just because they feel these bad feelings. The last word in this letter, peace to you, our friends greet you, greet the friends by name. So St. John is telling the greetings and also telling greet the friends by name. So he is trying to know each and everyone by his name, like the good shepherd who calls all sheep by their names, and he, you know, go before them and the sheep follow him. So the good shepherd, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, have many, many good shepherds like him. One of them is St. John. I advise all of you to read the three letters written by St. John, the first, the second, and the third, because they focus, the three of them, on the doctrine of Christ being the Son of God, and on love, and also the one church. Glory to God. Amen.